Frida Payne. Welcome to WGN. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great because I am talking to you, and we're going to be talking to you about what you're doing now in just a couple of minutes. But I'll tell you, you can't help. I don't believe it's possible to listen to that song and not move your body and have a smile on your face.
Okay, I agree.
Did you have any idea when you recorded that all these years later, the song goes back to 1970, that all these years later, that we'd be talking about one song? You did many, but that one song so many years later.
Well, you know, that song turned out to be a real blessing for me because I never, ever dreamed that it would still be, you know, being played today, you know, on some of the soul stations and what color retro stations. And still remains as a moniker, like this is my identification, like Band of Gold. However, I have many more titles than just being an R&B or pop singer. But Band of Gold has like really put me on the map, I'll put it that way.
Indeed it did. It says here, right here, so it must be official, that your voice caught the attention many years ago of Berry Gordy and Duke Ellington. You must have known then both of those people, and wow, that's amazing.
Well, yeah, well, with Berry, I think I was like 14. I believe I was at least 14. And back in Detroit, which is my hometown where I was born and reared, and he was a songwriter. He had written some hit songs for Jackie Wilson at the time, and there was no Motown at that time, and he was just getting started with, you know, accumulating his corral of writer singers like Smokey Robinson. He had the Miracles, headed by Smokey Robinson, and then he had Eddie Holland, who at that time was a singer. Eddie Holland of Holland, Dozier and Holland. He was the singer himself and had recorded some songs. He became interested in me because I had been singing around Detroit. I'd been winning talent contests starting from the time I was 13 years old in Detroit. And he wanted to manage me, and he wrote some songs for me that he wrote himself, and we recorded them at United Sound, which was the main recording studio in Detroit. It was located on West Grand Boulevard. Matter of fact, it's on the same street of Hitsville. Hitsville was eventually, when they found that building, it was right down the street from where United Sound was located. And it's no longer there, of course. And he wrote four songs for me, and they were never, ever released or anything like that commercially. And he wanted to manage me, and he and my mother just couldn't get along in terms of contractual negotiations.
Oh, Mom! But it turns out you did well on your own.
Well, nobody had any idea at the time. Nobody had a clue what was to come. It was... No, and I don't even think Berry had a clue.
Well, and you ended up
17.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
By the time I turned 17, that's when I got a chance to audition for Duke Ellington. To be with his big band, and he sent, after he heard me sing, he sent a contract. He mailed a contract to our home, and he wanted me to assign a 10-year contract at the age of 17, which never materialized because my mother and our family attorney said 10 years was too long. And after going back and forth in negotiations, we just decided, oh, well, I'm just too young to be going on the road with a big band of all those men.
Really? Well, you were only 17, I understand. But you did tour with Quincy Jones. I want to ask you about that. I want to talk to you about what you're doing now. And recently performing, somewhat recently, with Johnny Mathis and Cliff Richard. from the UK, Sir Cliff Richard. Well, well.
Sir Cliff Richard.
I know.
Yes,
I know. Can we talk about that when we come back? We take a little break here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There goes Freda Payne. She'll be right back. That's the amazing voice of Freda Payne, who happens to be on the telephone. Hi, Freda.
Hi.
Well, you know, we were talking before we took a break about how you, in fact, toured with Quincy Jones. That had to be incredible.
That was really way back in the 60s, around 1964, 65. I toured with Quincy's big band. We were at the Apollo Theater, and it was a show that the headliner, the big band was Quincy, of course, Quincy Jones and his big band. But then the headliner with Quincy was Billy Eckstein.
Wow.
Billy Eckstein, if people who don't know who Billy Eckstein was, he was like the male singer of the 50s. He actually started in the 40s. He was a big superstar in the 40s and the 50s, and that extended into the 60s as well, and even into the 80s. When did Billy pass away? I think he passed away in the 90s, and I believe he was in Las Vegas at the time. But anyway, he was one of those balladeers, you know, he had like a really nice, kind of like honey-coated baritone voice. And he was the headliner, and the comedian on the show was Red Fox. And I was the girl singer.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
and also on the show, because this was like back when they had like a lot of artists at the Apollo. It was like a review almost. And also there was a dance duo, and that was Honey Coles and Charlie Atkins. They called themselves Coles and Atkins.
Huh.
And well, Charlie Atkins went on to be the main choreographer for the Motown acts back, you know, in Detroit. And Honey Coles also remained, they were both tap dancers. Their thing was tap dancing, like the Nicholas Brothers. And then Honey Coles remained in New York, and he, you know, was on Broadway and different other shows as well until he passed away.
Well, Billy Eckstein, by the way, he passed away in 1993. And I wonder if you remember Marie, who apparently almost walked into your dressing room. Hi, Marie.
Oh, hi, Steve. Hi, Freda. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I have a little story for you. We, my brother-in-law and my husband and my sister-in-law and I went to Mr. Kelly's to see you perform in Chicago. At that time, I believe it was in the late 70s, and my sister-in-law and I were just going to be mischievous and try to see if we could get in to see you. So we knew where the washrooms were upstairs, and your dressing room was up there as well. So we snuck
right
there, and we saw the big, beautiful bouquet of red roses on your dressing table, but no Freda. So we had to go back upstairs. We missed you. I'm sorry, but we have fond memories of that, and we both laugh about it because we thought, oh, we should just go sit in there and wait. But then we thought, oh, maybe they'll find us and kick us out completely, and we wouldn't get to hear you.
What if I wasn't there? Where had I left or what?
No, you were not in your dressing room yet. They had your flowers, or maybe you were just a little late getting in. But
I had, the show hadn't begun. I was
the
like,
show
I hadn't
went
even
on
arrived
with you, and it was great.
She is great. We're running.
Oh my God! Yeah, Mr. Kelly's. That's another fond memory of mine. I worked there a few times, and the last time I worked there, I think that was like they closed like shortly.
Yeah,
you know, weeks
that was,
after
that was, we were there.
Marie, you are a part of history, and this performer, Freda Payne, is absolutely amazing. Thank you for sharing your memory, Freda. We're running out of time. Tell me about your latest work.
Okay, I've got a single out now. It's called Do You Still Dream About Me? And it was written by Sammy McKinney, who's no longer with us, unfortunately. But anyway, it's a song that actually it's been done before. It was done by Nancy Wilson, and that she did it back, I think, back in the 80s, the late 80s. And also, I did the very first recording of it, which was like a demo for, you know, and I was supposed, anyway, I'm not going into all of that. But I've just been doing my last album, that my last CD, the one you mentioned about me doing a duet with Johnny Mathis, was done here in at the Capitol Records. And I did duet with Kurt Elling, Kenny Lattimore, and Dede Bridgewater. It's all big band and strings. It was an amazing experience. I loved it. And then I had another song. I have another song that came out this year. It really came out last year. It's called Just to Be With You. And you can get that on Spotify or, Amazon, Just to Be With You. And also you can pick up or check out Do You Still Dream About Me? Yes. And I have a book out. I finally wrote my memoir. It's called Band of Gold, a memoir by Frida Payne and Mark Bigo. And that came out last year, my book. And I'm going to be performing here in Los Angeles on December 11th at the Jewish University up here. It's in Bel Air. And right off the 405, and it's going to be a show based on the Lavoie Studio, their annual Christmas show. And it's the Lavoie Studio is a studio that is headed and run by my niece. Her name is Shoshana Payne Phillips.
All right. Well, we're literally up against a newscast here, but...
Okay. All
man,
right.
It
All
was
right.
It was so lovely to talk to you. I am so grateful for your time. I'm sorry we are so short on time. That is our fault on this end because there's so much more to talk about. I will tell you, friends, go to YouTube and type in Frida Payne. You will see an amazing performer who can do it all, any genre. She can sing, a true singer. Thank you so much, Frida.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for this nice conversation with you.
Thank you.